All right, so today we're going to unpack some of the stuff from that Berlin Global Dialogue, that you were at, which you described as kind of like Davos, but for tech. And we've also got this tech CEO spilling the beans on Reddit about what's really going on in the AI world. So should be interesting. You ready to dive in?
Absolutely. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, great. So you spent some time at this Berlin Global Dialogue rubbing shoulders with the tech elite. What was the overall vibe like there?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway, honestly, is that world leaders are now calling AI the next industrial revolution.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like it's not just hype anymore. This is
No.
serious stuff. Everyone's taking it very, very seriously.
So not just some Silicon Valley buzzword.
Definitely not.
This is the big leagues now.
Yeah, but, and here's where it gets really interesting. Even with all the talk about, AI's potential, there's also this palpable sense of uncertainty.
Really?
Yeah, and even amongst like the people at the very top,
So they know it's a big deal, but they don't know exactly how it's all going to play out.
Exactly, yeah. And, our Reddit insider, he mentioned that one CEO just straight up admitted to replacing 300 employees with
Whoa.
OpenAI's APIs.
Wow, 300 people.
Yeah, and even the OpenAI rep, I don't think he was expecting that because
Yeah.
it just sort of slipped out.
That's wild. I mean, that's a pretty stark illustration of how AI could impact the job market and not necessarily in a good way for everyone, right?
Yeah.
So like what does that even mean for someone like me who's not a coder or a data
I mean,
scientist?
it's the million-dollar question, right?
Right.
Like
Yeah.
everyone is trying to figure that out. It's interesting. You can almost think of like AI development as this, kind of like a race.
Oh, okay.
And right now, Europe is definitely feeling the pressure to catch up with the US and China.
So like a tech cold war
Yeah.
with AI as the weapon.
Kind of. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I mean, think about what it means for like everyday life in Europe.
Okay.
Like what technologies are available, the types of jobs.
Yeah.
Macron, actually, he's been pushing really hard for this unified European technology market.
Interesting.
Yeah, like he wants to create a European version of OpenAI.
Wow, so they're not completely reliant on US companies.
Okay.
So it's not just about like who has the best algorithms, it's about who controls the future of technology.
100%, yeah. And that actually leads into another big talking point from the dialogue,
Yeah.
education, and how like traditional upskilling, it might not be enough this time around.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and our Reddit CEO, he actually said that we need deep, like foundational education in AI and machine learning, like
Yeah.
even for people in their 40s and 50s who are facing career changes.
Wow. So you're talking about like massive societal change here, not just like learning a new skill.
Exactly.
Wow.
And this raises the question of access
Okay.
because like OpenAI's VP of Global Impact, he actually said that leaders should understand AI by using their tools,
No, so if the only way to understand AI is to use tools made by a handful of really powerful companies, doesn't that just give those companies even more power?
Yeah, it's a real concern. And like some people have even suggested like this idea of a time tax on these big AI companies.
A time tax. Okay, I've never heard of that.
Yeah. So basically they'd be required to invest a certain amount of like time and resources into public education and engagement,
Yeah.
to democratize things a bit.
Interesting. So kind of forcing them to share the wealth, so to speak.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, I like it. But let's talk about a specific part of AI that kind of freaks me out. AI hallucinations.
Yeah.
Those moments when the AI just goes completely off the rails.
Right. And it's not just a funny glitch.
No.
Like, imagine you're relying on an AI for medical diagnosis, right?
Right.
And it just hallucinates something, gives you completely the wrong
I know,
information,
that's terrifying.
or a self-driving car that makes a wrong turn because of a hallucination.
Okay, yeah, no, I get it. That's bad. So, can we stop these hallucinations from happening?
Well, some experts think we can, like, build in some logic to make the AI think more rationally.
So teach AI to think more like a human.
Yeah. I mean, that's the hope, but it's
Huh,
not so
yeah.
simple, right?
No.
Because there's another school of thought that says, like, this unpredictability, that's part of what makes AI so powerful,
You know,
right?
so it's a trade-off, like predictability versus creativity.
Yeah, and finding that balance, that's the challenge, especially as we start relying on AI for more important things.
Absolutely. Okay, yeah. Wow, this is already a lot to process. But there's another thing we need to talk about too, and this is about the data that's used to train these AI models, because a lot of it is copyrighted material, right? Music, art, writing.
Yeah, and a lot of artists and creators, they're not very happy about it.
I bet. So is this even legal? Like, where do we draw the line?
That's the big question, isn't it? Because on one side, you've got, artists and creators, and their livelihoods depend on copyright.
Right.
And then on the other side, you've got these AI developers saying they need like massive amounts of data.
Sure, but what about the little guy, you know?
It's a tough one.
It is, yeah.
I mean, is this fair use? Should artists be compensated? These are all questions that are being debated right now, and I don't think there are any easy answers.
No, I don't think so either, but it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's not just about, existing art.
Right.
Like, what happens when AI can create a hit song or like write a best-selling novel? What does that even mean for human creativity?
It's going to be fascinating to watch, that's for sure.
It's kind of mind-blowing. But okay, so we've talked about the big picture stuff, but what about like the more practical side of all this? Because some companies are like, AI is the future, everything's going to be amazing, but then others seem to be a little more, I don't know, hesitant maybe.
Yeah, for sure. And I think our Reddit insider actually summed it up really well.
Okay.
He said that, like, yeah, some companies are seeing these huge productivity gains from AI, but others are admitting that most of their AI projects, they're not really adding much value yet.
So there's a disconnect between the hype and like what AI can actually deliver right now.
Yeah, exactly. It's like they're trying to, I don't know.
Force it.
Yeah, force it, exactly. It's like trying to
Yeah.
fit a square peg into a round hole, you know?
Yeah, totally. Okay. So then what is AI actually good at right now? Like, what can it do well today?
Well, based on what we're seeing, I mean, it's really good at generating text, images, even videos. It
Okay.
can have conversations, which makes sense
Right.
given how much data it's been fed.
Right,
And
right.
then also, like, computer vision, especially in manufacturing, that's a big one.
Okay, so a lot of like creative and analytical tasks,
Yeah.
but what about more like human-centered stuff, like empathy, intuition, that kind of thing?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right.
I mean, there's definitely potential there, but
Right.
we're still very much in the early stages.
So a healthy dose of skepticism is still warranted.
For sure. Yeah. I think it's important to like separate the genuine potential from, the hype, the empty promises.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that's why, like, actually understanding this technology, at least on a basic level, is so crucial. Because if we don't understand it, we can't ask the right question.
100%, yeah.
We can't make informed decisions
Well,
about how we integrate AI into our
and
lives.
I think that's a really important point because AI is a tool, right?
Okay.
Like any tool, it can be used for good or bad.
Right. Yeah.
It all depends on us, on how we choose to use it, you
Yeah.
know?
So we've talked about AI's potential, the concerns, everything from jobs to, hallucinations. It's a lot. But for people listening, what does it all actually mean? Like for their lives, their careers?
I think that's the big question, right? It's
Yeah.
easy to get lost in the big picture, but AI's impact, it's going to be deeply personal. But hey, it's not all doom and gloom, right?
Because honestly, when you hear about CEOs replacing hundreds of employees with AI, it's a little unsettling, you know?
Yeah, hit it.
So, what can people actually do to prepare for this AI-powered future?
Well, one thing's for sure, ignoring it isn't the answer. This isn't just about learning some new software. It's about understanding what AI is, what it's good at, and yeah, where it falls short.
So, like becoming AI literate, but what does that even look like if you're not like a coder?
Stay curious.
Yeah.
Read articles, ask questions, maybe even play around with some of those AI tools that are out there. The more you understand it, the better you can navigate the changes it brings.
So embrace the learning curve, right?
Exactly.
Like,
Look, every industrial revolution has its challenges and its opportunities. The key is to be adaptable, a lifelong learner, right? What you know today might not be what's needed 10 years from now, and that's okay.
it's about being ready to like evolve.
Precisely. And that's where it gets exciting, right? If we use AI responsibly, if everyone benefits, it could be incredible. Imagine AI solving climate change, finding cures for diseases, making a fairer world.
No, that's a future I can get behind, but we can't just wish for it, right?
Definitely not. It takes all of us engaging, thinking critically, being willing to, I don't know, challenge the way things are.
Because the future of AI, it's not set in stone. It's being written right now, and we all have a hand in it.
Well, we've covered a lot today, from the potential to the very real concerns.
A lot to digest, but important stuff.
Absolutely. And if you take one thing away from this deep dive, it's that the future of AI isn't something to be scared of, but something to help shape. So keep asking those questions, keep exploring, keep learning. Until next time.